Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the most important social teachings in Islam, rather, is not a teaching that Islam brought. It was something that was already there, but Islam molded it, shaped it, and made it of great importance because it is the foundations of society. And that is obviously the concept of marriage. We all know the very famous tradition of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who says that, you know, marriage is from my sunnah, from my tradition. And whoever turns away from it is not from my ummah or is not from me. The tradition has been mentioned like this. So we see that marriage is something that is extremely emphasized and, you know, pushed in Islam. But it is not something that is easy. You know, it is something that you requires work on. It is something that requires a person to kind of go in with certain amount of expectations, or rather a certain amount of no expectations. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear youth today, especially our dear young brothers and sisters, is a book that tries and helps them on this path of both in their youth, while being married, and afterwards. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be introducing this book, which personally I benefited from. And hopefully all our dear listeners may also find it useful in their future endeavors, especially in the concept of marriage. Inshallah, until our next segment, see you then.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. In our last segment, we discussed the topic of marriage, and we said that, you know, a youth going into this particular divine, you know, relationship between a man and a woman and the foundation of society has to go in with a certain amount of a certain amount of knowledge, and so on and so forth. So the book that we would like to introduce to our the listeners today is a book that has been translated with the title For a Better Future. The book was written by Abdul Azim Al-Muhtadi Al-Bahrani. So it's very possible that the original book was in Arabic and it was translated by Abdullah Al-Shaheen and published by Ansarian Publications in the holy city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So this book contains 200 questions that were asked of the particular scholar. So these questions were either asked to him, however they were asked him, by youth of that particular place that he was in, via email, via phone. I don't know if it even existed at that time. But these are questions that were posed to him, more likely letter form. And obviously the answers that he wrote back were then compiled into this collection of, assisting the youth in three specific ways. Why do I say three specific ways? Because the book thereafter, is structured into three sections. The first section deals with what the youth need. And therefore, it is just a basic introduction of questions that youth about their own personal experiences, their own personal life, and so on and so forth, have asked the author. The second section, or part two, is titled Husbands and Wives, Sharing Lives and Seeking Happiness. So obviously this is not about marriage. What to expect in marriage, what to do in marriage, you know, the expectations they want you to have from their spouse and so on and so forth. And the last section deals with one of the most important aspects of marriage, and that is what? Procreation. Part 3 is titled, Children Are Tomorrow's Adults. The book then ends with two supplications from the Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, the supplication for one's parents and the supplication for one's children. So this is the overall view of the book. And inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading one of the questions that was posed to the author together with the relevant answer that was given to that particular question. So inshallah, my dear listeners, we hope to see you then.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. You are listening to our program Bookshelf, where we are discussing a book that has been titled For a Better Future, which deals with marriage, youth, and child upbringing, which is a compilation of 200 questions and answers. One of the questions that was posed to the author, which in the book is the third question, it's a very important question, and it's something that we all can benefit from. So the question was this. So again, this is probably from a youngster asking the Sheikh. The Sheikh being who? Abdul Azim Al-Muhdari Al-Bahrani. So the third question is this. How do I ask forgiveness for my sins? So that is the title of the question. So the question is this. I am a young man. I have been involved in a great sin. Feeling sin on the one hand and my weak determination before my lust on the other hand have made me desperate of the forgiveness of Allah. And I feel that I will definitely be in hell. At the same time, I fear that I am not right in this opinion. Would you please guide me to the right solution? Again, this is a verbatim reading from the book. As you can see, there are certain issues with the translation. The answer. Confess your sin before Allah and pray to Him to help you with a real repentance. You do not need to ask for forgiveness with a difficult language or eloquent words. Speak easily and spontaneously and say what is inside your heart in any way you can. For Allah knows what is in one's heart even before it comes to his tongue. Know well that the sparing of the forgiveness of Allah is a sin even greater than the sin you were originally involved in, because despair opens the door wider before you to commit all sins. And it is this that will get you into hell and not your first sin. Therefore, Islam has considered despairing of Allah's mercy as the greatest of sins. It is this that Satan, the first enemy of man, wants for you on the day of resurrection. O young man, fill your heart with a big hope of getting the forgiveness of Allah and try determiningly not to commit the sin again. So inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to truly seek forgiveness. Inshallah, until our next program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.